This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, September 27th. Well, wheat markets yesterday, again, pretty quiet. In fact, the whole grain space was quiet. Chicago wheat managing to close slightly higher, whereas Kansas City and Minneapolis were steady to just slightly lower. So the grain trade has gone into kind of quiet mode, waiting for Friday's stocks and plantings report. It's also going to be the end of the month, the end of the quarter. So some window dressing might be going on, might be seeing some short covering going on just to bank some profits and kind of, you know, dress up the books. But either way, we do have important reports out on Friday, and the market's just kind of pacing sideways, waiting for those numbers to get behind us. So a quick look at the estimates for the stocks report. The trade is expecting wheat to be, as of September 1, to be 1.772 billion bushels, which is down just 6 million from a year ago. Corn stocks, as of September 1, at 1.429 billion bushels. That'd be up 52 million over last year. Soybean stocks at 242 million bushels would be down 32 million over last year. Now, we're also going to get the small grain summary, which is pretty much the final number on production for small grains. For all wheat, they're looking at 1.729 million bushels, which would be down 5 million from USDA's August estimate. So we're just kind of fine-tuning the numbers as far as wheat goes and the other small grains. Of course, with corn and beans, we're well into the harvest. We got decent weather for harvest across most of the producing region. We've got some rain events coming through the western part of the Midwest, and it's going to kind of spotty rain over the eastern Midwest, but by and large, it's been warm and dry, and we're going to see a harvest progress quickly for corn and soybeans and other summer crops. Egypt came out with a tender for wheat yesterday afternoon. We should see the results of that today, this afternoon sometime. Ukraine is the lowest offer at $239 a ton FOB, so we'll see. You know, they've really struggled to be competitive. It just is so expensive for them to get product to the market, but they are stepping it up here, so we'll see what happens. The last couple of trades have either gone to Romania or France. It appears that Russia's holding the line at 270 FOB. So once again, they'll be passing up an opportunity for the marquee market of Egypt. So they're clearly holding the line here. There are some rumors floating around that there's a government-to-government deal going on between Egypt and Russia for a million tons. So we'll see how that pans out. Of course, they're going to have to trade in rubles. That takes on a little bit of risk. But, you know, Egypt has struggled to sometimes to get their lines of credit in line, all kinds of issues there. But for the most part, they are the major buyer in that region, and they tend to give us a snapshot of where world prices are. There's also some rumors that France has sold another 2 to 3 cargoes of wheat to China. China has stepped up their buying. Their first purchases of the marketing year were just last week from France. And again, there are some rumors that France has sold yet another tranche of wheat to them. So, you know, this time of year, world demand does tend to pick up anyway. Harvest is behind us. There's plenty of wheat available. And that certainly is the case this year. The U.S. has struggled to really participate in these big sales. You know, we're just not competitive. Our supplies are tight enough, especially for hard red winter wheat, that our FOB offers are well above other world offers. Soft red is pretty much in line, but our transportation costs are just so much bigger than, especially to markets in northern Africa, where they can easily reach into the Black Sea or Europe. So, you know, I think the market, you know, moving forward, it sure looks like it's going to be quiet until we get the crop reports behind us. But I still think that wheat is very limited to the downside. Plenty of upside potential. The weather in the southern hemisphere really hasn't changed much. It's still dry with no hint of rain for Argentina. In Australia, the 6 to 10 day is showing some rain coming into the far southeast part of Australia, but the rest of it is still very dry. In Brazil, you still have two different worlds going on there. Southern Brazil appears to be getting the rain that should have fallen into Argentina. It's had record rainfall so far for September, and there's more rain on the way for that region, the Rio Grande do Sul, which is where most of their wheat is grown. So we're already seeing quality problems with the wheat. That's just going to make that issue worse. And most likely, they're going to peel off yet more Argentine wheat for their imports. You know, normally, Brazil is a major world importer, but they don't make a big splash in the market because most of it comes from Argentina. Well, you know, they'll take all they can from Argentina, which for the last 3 years have had short crops because of drought, and it looks like they're headed for yet another drought year. That's going to push Brazil into the broader market. They can go to Russia or Ukraine. They both have hard red winter wheat. Or they can come to the United States. Those are pretty much their options. And I think that's going to show up down the road to Kansas City as those supplies get tighter and tighter. There are some rains in the forecast for northern Brazil, which has been really dry. That's where you would have your soybean plantings going on. So far, they've waited for rain. So that's pushing soybean plantings later than normal. That's going to be an issue for the second season corn crop because that's a pretty tight window to get the soybeans off, the corn it planted, which oftentimes happens on, you know, right behind the combines. But the growing season is critical for the second season crop because if you get it delayed, even by a few weeks, a couple weeks for that matter, it pushes the pollination deeper into the hot and dry season. So Brazil has done very well with their second season corn crop the last couple of years. This is delaying soybean plantings, which of course delays the corn plantings, but so far it's not critical, but you know, they've been on a real dry stretch here and a little bit of relief coming in the forecast, but then behind it, it calls for warm and dry again. And we've been experiencing record heat in Brazil. So not a good start to the main part of their growing season. And that could spell trouble down the road. We just have to see how that pans out. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.